If you've ever wondered why Amazing Grace is the national anthem of funerals, or pondered the state of your eternal soul after you die, the Lutheran Witness has got you covered. Check out the June-July issue of The Lutheran Witness to learn more about death, dying, heaven, and hell. Not a subscriber? Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for a special offer, $6.99 for 6 digital or print issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's Friday, July the 21st. We're coming to you live, and that means it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, a game we like to play with our listeners, where we assemble 4 soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio from our excellent guests. And we've assembled one from Bree Payton of The Federalist on Tim Gill, Big Money, and LGBTQ activism. Another from Pastor Tom Baker answering the question, is sin only disobedience? Another soundbite from Pastor Chris Roseborough talking about what's commonly missing from evangelical preaching, and our final soundbite this week from Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, praying for your pastor. We're going to play those soundbites for you, and then you give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails right here in the studio in real time. Send us a tweet at Issues ETC, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to do so. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We'd like to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, who you are, and where you're listening. 1-877-623-6943. We're also giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from Bree Payton of The Federalist. Here she is talking about Tim Gill, Big Money, and LGBTQ activism.
This is one individual who has poured $422 million into these campaigns and efforts over the course of 2 decades. And a lot of the efforts that we have seen in states like Georgia and North Carolina, where protesters objected and corporations, you know, objected to the transgender bathroom bill that the state legislature passed. A lot of these are very corporate in nature. They are very well funded. They are very well organized, and they're guised and dressed up to look like local grassroots efforts. And I don't know about you, but I think it's always a little bit creepy whenever a large conglomerate of a bunch of big Fortune 500 companies come together and start to dictate bathroom policies and try to strip away one's religious freedom.
That's soundbite number one, Bree Payton on Tim Gill, Big Money, and LGBTQ activism. If you'd like to vote for that one, it needs your vote. And to make it Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, it needs several of your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Tom Baker. Here he is answering the question, is sin only disobedience?
Sin is not only disobedience, which can never be outweighed because he's always expecting perfection, but it's even worse than that. It's a form of unbelief. For example, I'm driving down the street and I see a car in front of me with its trunk open on the expressway and a guy about a mile further on rolling his flat tire down the expressway trying to get it fixed. But nobody's near his car and I see a tool chest in it. So I stop, I take the tool chest, I put it in my car. That's called stealing. But here's what I'm really saying to God. I'm saying, you know, God, I was driving down the expressway and I saw this tool chest and I recognize that it is my tool chest. The problem is you gave it to the wrong person. So in stealing or taking it, I am correcting your mistake, God, and giving it to its rightful owner, namely me. Every sin is a form of unbelief where we do not believe that God's going to take care of us like he takes care of the birds in the air and the flowers in the field.
That is soundbite number two. Pastor Tom Baker is sin only disobedience. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Chris Rosebro. Here he is answering the question of what is commonly missing nowadays from evangelical preaching.
More and more, God's word is showing up less and less in evangelical preaching. And what takes its place may vary from church to church or from preacher to preacher or, you know, public speaker to public speaker. But the one thing that is absolutely common is an almost disdain for the hearing of God's word in context and the preaching of any of the biblical text and letting the stories breathe and have air and all that kind of stuff. That's gone. And over and again, you're going to get either direct revelation replacing the word of God, practical common sense stuff replacing the word of God. Name it. I mean, everything is designed nowadays in evangelicalism to basically throttle the word and hand it out piecemeal, maybe a verse or a sentence at a time, while filling the rest of the preaching hour with anecdotal stories, practical wisdom, so-called direct revelations from God. And so the one thing that's common in evangelicalism across the board, you do not have a very good chance at all nowadays of actually hearing God's word preached in context, exegetically, proper distinction of law and gospel. None of that happens in most churches in evangelicalism today. That's the common theme.
That is soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Rosebro. What's commonly missing from evangelical preaching? If you'd like to vote for that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, you need to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. We have the fourth soundbite to play for you. And after we've played it, we're going to take a break, and the break will be a great time to vote for any of these four to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Here he is talking about praying for your pastor.
There's a couple of times where Paul asks specifically that the churches would pray for him. And I think that there's a great deal of wisdom in that. Because again, if the Lord doesn't help the pastor, everything comes to nothing. So the Lord has taught us explicitly to pray for the pastor. And we were talking earlier about how there's really no pastor who's good at everything, which means that you're going to have something to complain about your pastor. I mean, every person is going to see something wrong with their pastor. Now, why has the Lord let you see that wrong thing about your pastor? The answer is so that you can pray for them. I mean, that's why he's revealed that to you, and not so you can gossip about it or so you can use it against them. It's so you can pray for them, that the Lord would help you. I have all the, by the way, the widows and the people who, you know, once you get past, I don't know, 85, every conversation you have with your pastor is like this: hey, pastor, what's the Lord's holdup? How come I'm not in heaven? What am I doing here still? I feel like I'm useless. And the answer that I always give is, well, I know that the Lord has you here for two reasons. Number one, so that he can forgive you your sins. And number two, so that you can pray for me, for Pastor Flammy, for your pastors, so that we know that this is a good work that the Lord has set his people to. And probably pastors make it. They stay in the faith and stay in the Lord's word for no other reason than that the Lord is answering the prayers of their people who love them and pray for them every day.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, praying for your pastor. Now it's time to vote. We've played the soundbites. Now it is your turn. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, July the 21st, and we're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. facebook.com/issuesetc. Remember to tell us which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. When we come back, we'll take your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE.
Children are entitled to a relationship with both of their parents, and they're entitled to know who they are.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute talking about her presentation at the 2017 Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And if you take that entitlement as basic and reason backwards from that, what you'll end up with is the whole traditional Christian sexual morality. Get married, stay married, and only have sex with the person you're married to.
You can meet and hear Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse making the case against the sexual revolution at the Fall Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, November 10th and Saturday, November 11th in Houston, Texas. Registration is $120 and includes three meals. Child care is free. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, November 10th and 11th in Houston.
Christ-centered, cross-focused, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Children are a heritage from the Lord, but what of those who've not been given the gift of a child? The cross of barrenness affects not only childless couples, it affects the family, friends, and pastors who love and care for them. I'm Katie Schuerman, and I'm partnering with Emmanuel Press to publish the second edition of my book, He Remembers the Barren, a story about the hope and contentment found only in Christ, no matter the cross we bear. Visit emmanuelpress.us to learn more. emmanuelpress.us.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. live on this Friday afternoon, July the 21st. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your chance to win the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad. And it only goes to people with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week when we're playing this game. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also email us right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us your vote via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We'd like to know which one you're voting for, why you're voting for it, and where you're listening. Will it be soundbite number one, Bree Payton on Tim Gill, big money, and LGBTQ activism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker answering the question, is sin only disobedience? Soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Roseborough, what's commonly missing from evangelical preaching? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller on praying for your pastor. 1-877-623-6943. Our Twitter address, @IssuesETC. Our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Phil listens in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He's voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Chris Roseborough, on what's commonly missing from evangelical preaching. Phil says, I have some family that is threaded tight in evangelicalism. When I attend church with them, the gospel is never heard. Rarely do they use the Bible, and the sermon is always about me and my work. So,
Phil, you are confirming what it is that Pastor Roseborough has observed is missing from evangelical preaching. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Jennifer listens in Carmel, Indiana. She votes for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on praying for your pastor. Jennifer says, I was torn between Pastor Baker and Pastor Wolfmiller because they both give me a different perspective on their topics. We know stealing and gossiping are both wrong, but I never thought that stealing is telling God that he doesn't know what he's doing or viewing pastor's faults as an opportunity to pray for him. I ended up choosing Pastor Wolfmiller's quote because it's so easy to gossip about someone, and this quote is wonderful reminder of how to treat our pastors and our neighbors. Thanks for all that you do at Issues, etc. She says, I'm a fairly new listener, and I'm totally hooked already. Jennifer, thank you very much. Thanks for listening, and thanks for voting from Indiana. Matt listens in Michigan. He says, I'm voting for Pastor Wolfmiller because he reminds me of what a blessing a faithful pastor is and our duty to support him. Issues was key to preparing me to find a faithful pastor who feeds me Christ's body and blood at every service, which is, very sadly, quite hard to find in the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod. I pray for him, you, and all pastors to be faithful. Matt in Michigan, thank you very much. That's the best thing for you to pray for your pastor. Sarah listens in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Sarah says, I would like to cast a vote for an alternate soundbite. Pastor Ben May's sermon from Wednesday morning's chapel from Kramer Chapel, beginning at about 12:35 during that podcast. This section of his sermon was the answer to my prayer. If God does not forgive the unrepentant sinner, I am not also free to withhold forgiveness. I had to listen several times, but Pastor May's clear and scriptural answer has freed me from holding grudges and surprisingly given me a great sense of relief through the gospel of Christ. Keep up the good work, guys. Sarah and Kenosha, thank you very much. Still time for you to vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number for your vote, 1-877-623-6943. Our email address to take your votes as well, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Folks, the Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. You can check out this. It's really been revamped and reworked and much improved. You can check them out at cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness. That's cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness. They've got a special offer for Issues, Etc. listeners, and that's 6 digital or print issues for only $6.99. Again, cph.org/try-Lutheran-witness, the Lutheran Witness magazine. The winner this week of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Here he is again talking about why you pray for your pastor.
There's a couple of times where Paul asks specifically that the churches would pray for him. And I think that there's a great deal of wisdom in that. Because again, if the Lord doesn't help the pastor, everything comes to nothing. So the Lord has taught us explicitly to pray for the pastor. And we were talking earlier about how there's really no pastor who's good at everything, which means that you're going to have something to complain about your pastor. I mean, every person is going to see something wrong with their pastor. Now, why has the Lord let you see that wrong thing about your pastor? The answer is so that you can pray for them. I mean, that's why he's revealed that to you, and not so you can gossip about it or so you can use it against him. It's so you can pray for him, that the Lord would help you. I have all the, by the way, the widows and the people who, you know, once you get past, I don't know, 85, every conversation you have with your pastor is like this. Hey, pastor, what's the Lord's holdup? How come I'm not in heaven? What am I doing here still? I feel like I'm useless. And the answer that I always give is, well, I know that the Lord has you here for two reasons. Number one, so that he can forgive you your sins. And number two, so that you can pray for me, for Pastor Flammy, for your pastors. So that we know that this is a good work that the Lord has set his people to. And probably pastors make it. They stay in the faith and stay in the Lord's word for no other reason than that the Lord is answering the prayers of their people who love them and pray for them every day.
That is soundbite number four. Pastor Brian Wolfmuller, I'm praying for your pastor. It wins Issues Etc. soundbite of the week according to your votes. The LPR bundle package goes to Jennifer in Michigan. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to continue the series we began today on the book of Hebrews. Dr. John Kleinig will be talking about the resurrection in the book of Hebrews, which, by the way, only gets mentioned a few times, but it's not as though the resurrection isn't there. We'll talk with Robert Spencer about free speech and radical Islam, and we'll have Professor Stephen Parks answer the question, does 1 Corinthians 3:15 teach purgatory? That's next week on Issues Etc. I'll talk with you Monday. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
If you've ever attended an Issues Etc. conference or any number of events that take place across the Synod and have wondered why more people from my congregation aren't here, check out the special seminar package the CLCC is offering for the 500th anniversary. All you need so the pastors of your circuit can organize, promote, and present a seminar that appeals to the members of your congregation, even the youth, is provided free by the CLCC. Just go to the clcc.org and click on the blue box, or check us out on Facebook.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
Did you know that you can listen to our 24/7 talk and music stations using Amazon Echo? All you have to do is say, Alexa, play Lutheran Public Radio.
Lutheran Public Radio.
Or, Alexa, play Lutheran Talk Radio.
Lutheran Talk Radio.
Own thing, you know, there's this recognition that unrighteous mammon...
Lutheran music, Lutheran talk, anytime, day or night, on Amazon Echo.
I'm talking with regular guest Dr. Ken Sherb about a new book by one of his former professors. Which one, Ken?
The late Dr. Kurt Marquardt, and the book is The Saving Truth, Doctrine for Lay People.
You edited this book.
Yeah, the unpublished manuscript was among Marquardt's papers, and it is vintage Marquardt, lively, engaging, centering in the Christ who saves, with an apologetics chapter at the end.
You can find out more about Saving Truth, Doctrine for Lay People at lutheracademy.com.